day?
Oh, I made a
about the Astro Condo. We still recording, right?
Yeah, I just recorded. All right, let's continue. All right. Let me start back all over. And since Bam had a big thing on the thing Astro got. All right. Since Bam had took out, oh my God, I can't say it. I said, since Bam went ahead and pulled out a whole thing of ashwagandha, can you please explain more about it?
Well, since I just started back taking it again today, it really helps me out when I have a... Nigga, can you shut the fuck up? It really helps me with all my thoughts that's just running around all day by day and everything. So, basically, it helps me with my anxiety and stress and everything, and basically calms me down when I'm too amped up with my anxiety and stuff like that. So it really calms me down, especially when I'm driving. It helps me calm down because I have a bad anxiety with driving and just bad anxiety with everything. So basically it helps with that, and you know, it got a lot of benefits to it. Like I said, it helps with anxiety, memory focus, weight management, sexual function if you lacking in that area, you know what I'm saying? And the
you try to say ammonia?
No,
I thought you were saying ammonia.
I can't see. I'm trying to struggle with the word right now. I'm gonna text it to you.
Sound like somebody's illiterate.
Ain't nobody illiterate. I just can't say the word right now. I can't say the word. I'm not even looking at the word. I can't say the word.
I was wondering. I didn't want to screw myself. I said, is that immune? I went ahead and let science
say
it's immune.
Immune system.
Oh, look, I'm like, is that immune?
I was about to say moan. Immune system. So basically that. So that's all I got to say for that.
Also, two other. I thought he said, about to say ammonia. Helps you with ammonia? You mean what? Look, I ain't trying to embarrass myself. I'm like, is that immune?
I say something else, I'm going to smack you with the damn shoe. What
kind of shoe is that? But anyway.
Release me horror.
He also has two other ingredients, which is matcha and lion's mane mushroom, which both of them actually also reduce stress and anxiety. But also the lion's mane mushroom can also support, I said also like how many times, can support, basically support your immune system and also support your,
supports a whole lot of stuff. It got benefits to it.
Wait, I'm looking at it like, wait a minute. It's a degeneration. Because I was wondering, like, bro, I'm about to embarrass myself. It also helps with, a better way to say it helps with your immune system.
Help you stay strong whenever you try not to get sick.
No, I'm wrong. I read the wrong thing. That's my bad. It helps with inflamed cognition. Oh my bruh.
Sound like somebody is illiterate.
Cognition. Okay, I was right. I was so right. I was right. I was about to say cognition, but I ain't trying to screw it up. It helps with cognition and by preventing neurodegeneration, god dang, and simulating neural regeneration. What the is it tongue tied? Am I tongue tied? Regeneration.
See, and I thought I was wrong.
I can't.
I couldn't say immune system.
The other mushroom is, I'm not even going to try to. Never even heard of this mushroom. Cordyceps. I freaking lied. I did hear about this mushroom. I just didn't know how to say the word.
Cordyceps.
I never heard of it. Neither one of those mushrooms.
Cordyceps and mushrooms. I did. Learned that thing from, I learned that from Bela Force. Or people say Bela Force back down here in my, in my area. You learn about mushrooms so much that you ain't gonna forget it. If you went to Bela Force, or Bela Force, anybody else like to say, so many times in your childhood, you're gonna remember these mushrooms. And
I
also remember this shit because it was on The Last of Us. Cordyceps mushrooms was also on The Last of Us. It was the game.
Also, check out his video, The Last of Us, if you haven't already.
I'm sorry, I can't believe I still remember it. And they said it's not from Last of Us, but the cordyceps mushroom, that's the mushroom that helps you with your immune system. It helps you, instead of giving you it gives you that sense of boost. So if you're not feeling oh so well, I don't know how the immune system work, goddammit.
Me neither. I just know when I don't feel right, I don't feel right.
Okay, even though feel like we did a bad representation explaining this, y'all don't have to worry because y'all can just go ahead and check out our link to get more information about this. And the link is www.magicmind.com/southern. I repeat, www.magicmind.com/southern. And you can also use our promo code to get 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days. And the code is in all capitals.
What's code?
You can tell this is really not scripted. The code is Southern20 in all capitals. SOUTHERN20. I say again, Southern20, all capitals. SOUTHERN20. 20.
Go get some. We did some Magic Mind. Miss your Magic Mind latte.
And also, I forget. And if y'all, it has a unique taste. It has a good smell. I ain't gonna lie. It smells like mangoes. I ain't gonna lie. When I smell it, it smells like mangoes. But if the taste is not up to, what you expected, or if it's like a little bit bitter to anybody, everybody's sense of taste is not all the same, you can also mix it in. You can still mix it in with your coffee. It doesn't substitute. Your coffee and all that. You can mix it in with your coffee or mix it in with your favorite juice. Heck, you can even have what I like to call a Magic Mind Latte, which you mix Magic Mind in with milk, and then ta-da. Magic Mind Latte.
I just took mine to the head like a champ.
All of a sudden, it just popped up.
Yeah. Bottoms up.
I ain't gonna lie, I do that too. That's, time to do it. I ain't gonna lie, bruh. You know what reminds me of every time I do that? Sometimes when I think about that, it reminds me. I forgot what movie off of Jack Black. I mean, Jack Black was on, and he was tied up, and he said, "I stroke." He said, "What? I work the." He said, "Work." He said, "Stroke the shaft, work the tip, curdle." He said, "Cradle the balls and swallow the gravy." I'm like, "Nigga, what?"
That had to be Lucha Libre.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
It sounded like it.
I don't even know if it was. Mm. That, I know it couldn't be. I forgot what movie it was on. But, man, anyway, let's do weekly. Since it's been a long time since we recorded. How was your 2 weeks or 3 weeks that we've been out?
It's been all right. I'm trying to get my mental health back straight and everything. I'm about to go start therapy. Well, not start back, but start going to therapy one day. Other than that, man.
Yeah, man. Therapy is the number one thing. You can't always do self-medicate therapy. Some people say just drink or smoke. No, that's not good.
No, that's not. It's going to make it worse.
Yeah, sometimes you got to talk it out. But, yeah, man. I ain't going to lie. My 2 weeks has been tiring because... First off, now I'm on a new team, starting a new team on my job where you just do networking, where we do networking, diagnose the machines, which, bro, that's a whole bunch of yo, more training that I had to do, I have to do, and like, I ain't gonna lie, I sat there the whole day. I was just doing training until I do those training, until I do those trainings, and then the evaluation, then I could go on the floor by myself. But bruh, I told you this was long. Those are long, like long behind passages. You got links you had to go to the extra more stuff.
Oh hell no!
And plus some of the links that I clicked. Some of the links that I clicked, it didn't give me access. I didn't have access to them, so I gotta wait and get access so I can reread, so I can read those, and then hurry up so I can do the evaluation.
I'm scared on that. Nope.
Yo, dang, it's just, god dang. Thank God.
You.
It's too much. I ain't gonna lie. I miss being a kid. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I miss being a kid now. I ain't got to worry about no bill, no nothing. Oh, I was over here going to school, watching cartoons, going outside.
And doing homework. That's it. Yeah, bro. And also do your homework. I don't, sometimes I feel like, why homework? I feel like teachers do homework just that's a torture, bro, for no damn reason.
I ain't gonna lie. Once I got to my junior year of high school, I stopped doing homework for real.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't do homework.
For shame.
School, I didn't like school, and school didn't like me.
Niggas, I ain't like, you know what? Didn't like me.
I passed.
Niggas, I made it. That's what it is. I made it.
Right.
All of a sudden, you talk to people. The people say you weren't jack or whatever. You're going to fail. They still back in high school. I made it, bitch.
Yeah, that's the next year, but look at me.
How long did it take you out of high school? Five. How long? Five?
Five?
What the hell, you was a senior, nigga?
You a super senior, that's sad.
Okay, I was thinking about saying that, too. Nah, you know what's crazy? You know, you got a whole bunch of people out here. No, this is what I don't get. People who failed at what they do go ahead and get on people that are doing the same thing that they failed at, but doing it better. And who you think, I'm giving one thing, who do you think is the main person that does that? That get on people about, like, oh, this ain't good enough, or whatever, you ain't doing this, even though they doing better than them in this profession. Who you think is the, what is the number one person that comes to mind to you?
Damn, I don't even know right now. First thing that popped up my head was like Blueface. I was like, no.
Well, let me tell you this. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Joe Bundy. Bundin? What the fuck out? Whatever his name. Let me search him up. I said it wrong. That just tells you how much of irrelevant. It says we don't know shit anymore about him. Let me see. Even though I got a computer, I don't want to screw up any. Matter of fact, I'm stupid. I got two monitors. I just forgot about that already.
Joe Budden, fool?
Joe Budden. Thank you. Thank you.
God damn. Oh, my goodness.
What I tell you, he's that man is irrelevant now, isn't it?
He been irrelevant since that damn song he made.
Exactly. So you can't get mad at me for screwing up his name, goddammit.
But she was far from Joe Budden. You said Joe Bundy. I'm like, who the fuck's Bundy?
Budden, the hell ever. It's a B, isn't it? Anyway, let me say another thing. You heard some songs of Drake's new album, For the Dogs?
Nah, the new album he just dropped, what, a couple weeks ago, I think? No, or this, like, last week?
I think last week or this week.
No, I didn't hear nothing. I heard it was trash, though, low-key. Somebody said it was trash.
I did listen to some of them. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I ain't no kiss up. Like, it ain't hitting. It ain't hitting. Like, but the thing is, you gotta think. Like, he's catering to the younger generation now.
I'm see doing TikTok songs, so I'm already know what type of time he on.
Yeah, and then the thing, well, he had songs with, they basically said, like, this people he featured on there basically said they was the ones carrying that whole album. Like,
probably so.
Yeah, he had little. Let me see. He has. Let's see here. He got Tizo Touchdown. Yeah, Tizo or Tezo? Tizo touchdown. 21 Savage, J. Cole, Yachty, SZA, Party Next Door, Chief Keef, Bad Bunny. Shit, with Bad Bunny, you know he got a whole following right there.
I'm about to say he got a whole country.
Yeah, and he got Sexy Red and SZA on the same song.
Oh yeah, they slid on that. I'm already knowing. They slid on that.
No, I mean, yeah, you got Lil Yachty, then you got one person named Yeet, what the fuck? I mean, Yeet.
What is it? Yeet. Oh, yeah, he slid on that too. Yeah, he carried. Yeet.
Yeah, my bad. Ron said Yachty right there. I mean, Yeet. I read it so fast. They said all those feature artists that he got on there carried the whole album.
I believe so, low key.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, like, I feel like when I heard some majority of the songs on here, it's like, I agree with them because the artists he got on here carried the song while the songs he did by himself ain't hitting. They not hitting. And the thing is, like they might hit, but I really think they ain't hitting because it's, like, you catering to the younger generation. You catering to the younger demographic, which I get it, but at the same time, sometimes you gotta do both, but I don't know. I think younger demographic, of course, like, you're gonna cater to them more, probably.
He gotta dip back into his old ways, low key. Nah. Go back to the old tree. From the views and stuff like that.
Oh, God, because, like, back from... Oh, no, what was one of me? It's me and my brother's favorite album. Which one was it? It's, Nothing Was the Same. Or Nothing Was the Same, Drake.
Yeah. Go dip into that a little bit too.
Yeah.
Then you need to dip into all his old albums. Just go back to one of them old albums type shit.
And the thing is, but Joe Budden, kind of fucking last name. Anyway, he basically said that Drake, let me just sum it up. He want the old Drake need to come back. He said he doing all this little kid shit. He want the grown man Drake. He reverting to the kid Drake. He want the grown man Drake. Like, he wants him to say some grown people shit instead of doing these little kid type shit. And
he being the little kids, he just falling right now with the trend and everything that's still afloat with everything right now, since he's kind of older version.
Yeah, and basically the thing is, like, he really don't even need to make no more music anymore.
To be honest, if he got all his masters and everything, he's going to for real.
Yeah, he can just go on tour and keep on playing his old songs and stuff. He can legit retire. What, he 34? He can retire right now if he wanted to.
I believe so. I think he's 34.
Or, like, right now, like, they say, like, what? Some people say, like, with Lil Wayne's still making songs to the younger demographic, but some people say Lil Wayne knew how to stop. He knew, like, that was it. Like, he ain't making, like, you don't see Lil Wayne making that many new songs. He just basically being featured on other people's songs.
I'm about to say, after he made the Carter 6, he said he was done. That's the last Carter you're going to get from him.
Yeah, because he basically...
Oh, was it a Carter 5?
I think it was the Carter 6. Let me see.
I believe it's Carter 5. I don't know.
I think his last one, let me see. His last album. Oh no, he got a latest album. Never mind. He got one right now called The Fix Before That. What is that? 646? I can't remember Roman numerals. No, he
I'm gonna have to listen to
that. He just dropped one. But the thing is, I feel like he catering to the younger one, but, like, he also still going to his old ways. Like, he's still staying in his old ways. The dude still is still making songs without writing down the songs. He's basically freestyling from the top of his head.
Every time. He never writes.
But the thing is, Joe Budden, let me see. I had it right here. He basically said this. When Joe Budden basically said what he had to say, Drake came back with a clapback and said this. He said, "Joe Budden, you have failed at music. You left it behind to do what you are doing in this clip, because this is what actually pays your bills, which is his podcast. For any artists watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that popped in your brain had you broke, living, check to check. Okay, that's... Yeah, dang, that's a different... Okay, check to check. And the raps you write had 450 men showing up at your shows and Dusty... What is this? I'm going to say Dusty Jeans. I'm not even going to say a word. EC Jeans? Well, nah. NC Jeans, whatever. Dusty Jeans to screw up their face to mood. What the fuck? Musky. 29. Yeah, to mood Musky 29 and pretend you are the goal. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is the poster child of frustration and surrendering. God damn. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. Damn. We wouldn't we know for doing this. You withdrew from rap, not cause you accomplished all you need to do. It's cause it wasn't working for you. I never want anyone in the generation to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing. This is a man projecting his own self-hate and the fact I did and continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need it, put in simpler terms, I own a 767 or a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and files first class on special occasions.
I mean, fly. See, Drake got his own private jet right now. He got a PJ. Joe Budden dropped the song back in 2022.
Nigga, you don't even need to play that.
I wasn't gonna play it. I'm gonna play it later.
There's no need to play that. Even listen to it later.
Like, I just want to see if he got some heat. I just want to see if he got some heat. That's all my fault.
No, let me look on Spotify and see how many monthly listeners this man get.
That's sleepy as hell. I ain't gonna lie, boy.
This man only gets 771.9K monthly listeners. And you know majority of these niggas listen to Pump It Up.
Oh, yeah. I don't think nobody heard the new Meek Deal.
Sometimes I can't get this nigga. This man really got a whole article on Spotify. They show like whole articles and stuff about the rapper and singer. I don't know why his whole thing is this long. I don't know why it's this long. I don't know why.
His rap career wasn't that long, though. It was from what? I'm looking at his rap career right now. I see album from... Oh, Oopsies. 03 to 2016. That's how his rap career span was. But really, it was 03 to fucking... I would say...
08. Oh, I'm about to say... I said 05. Nigga, you done. You done after that. Like, who mans is this, bro?
Pump It Up was only as a good song. That's all I know.
Oh, God, that's the only song you would do. We're not trying to get copyrighted. Nope, not today.
All I know was...
That shit is really crazy. And you know what else is crazy, bro? You got all these young teachers going after their students.
You mean like trying to have sex with them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but you know, if you realize they've been doing that, it's getting more out of it.
Yeah, I know. It's like they've been. I know. Yeah, they've been doing it, but it's getting more out of control. It's getting more out of pocket.
And it's getting more of like on the news, more like what to say plays or something like more like broadcasting.
As we can see, we have a teacher, Miss Shirley, going ahead. But texting her students inappropriate context and also sending nudes. I'm like, what?
Where was them teachers at when I was in school?
I was thinking the same goddamn thing. I said, damn, what happened to these niggas? Like, damn, what happens if I was in high school, nigga? Like, I know, like, could have done a brother something like that. Like, shit.
Shit, that would have been definitely passing your class.
Oh, my God. Still passing. Definitely passing your class. Oh, God. I'd be the first one there, nigga.
Ain't nobody ever got an A++.
I come there for extra credit.
Shit, extra credit. So I'm coming there just to help you.
Come there for extracurricular activity. No, extracurricular activity. I came here for after school lessons.
I'm coming before school.
But nah, it's crazy. But the thing is, you got teachers going after these little kids, like 12-year-olds and all that. I like, you serious, nigga? Is you stupid? You crazy, nigga? You really go after 12-year-olds?
Hey, that's rape.
That is rape. Only thing I can say right now, you can't say it's the man teachers no more, because guess what, the majority of them? Women.
Right.
Well, not majority, like, majority of this year and today, in today's teaching society, yes, women.
That's all you see right now is women, just that's it.
Women teachers, yeah. Because men teachers, they trying to be, they got, they said, nah, we can't do this shit no more. Mr. See, all of a sudden, see a female teacher, I mean, female student, Mr. Such and Such, nah, take your ass on. Go home.
Oh, no extra. No tutoring.
Nigga, I said, look, I send you the goddamn syllabus through your email.
Detention.
Yeah, you're done. No, go.
Class. You want ISS? I tell you. Nigga, no damn tutoring.
Nigga, sound like Obama. Let me tell you something. There should be no tutoring today.
Get your ass out of my goddamn classroom. Thank you very much. I am broke a ball.
And since we're still talking about school, right? And since we're on the topic of school right now, I just feel like this generation of kids is dumb. Come on.
Somewhat.
But the thing is, can you blame the kids or can you blame the parents, though?
I blame both. You can't blame one and not blame the other. Because the parents don't know what's going on. Because parents don't know but so much. So that's what I would say. Parents don't know but so much. The parents don't even know what they know. And the kids know more than that. So, because they don't tell them.
Everything. Like we used to.
Right.
Like we used to. We don't tell our parents. Like we was kids. We didn't tell them shit that much, nigga. We only told them shit that went ahead and made us look good.
Right. That's it.
No, I still remember that time. It was me and, yes, there was another Zachary. We were friends. And we was at the high school. This one was in middle school. They dropped us off at high school. Once we get dropped off at the high school, we catch our own separate buses to go home. And we was there chilling, waiting. I had my lunchbox. I said, let's just toss my lunchbox. So we tossed it. We kept on tossing it high up and catching it. All of a sudden, Zach, he went ahead and tossed the shit all the way up to the roof of the high school. And I went ahead and told my mom, she said, where your lunchbox? I said, somebody took it and threw it up there to the high school in the roof. They went ahead and got mama and they got my lunchbox and told my mama it was me.
And it's a damn shame.
And shit you not, that was when I was in middle school. This fast forward to high school. Went ahead and I couldn't find my Chromebook because that's when we started to use Chromebooks now. Yeah, kids. Like, we started using Chromebooks where I was at. When did y'all start using Chromebooks?
I would say my 8th grade year, I think. So that was back in 2015?
I think so. 2015. I think my 8th grade year, too. Either it was my 8th grade or my 9th grade year. But I think it was like the start of my 9th grade year, I think.
Yeah, because you was in 9th grade while I was in 8th grade, so.
Yeah, it was the start of my 9th grade year. That's when we started using Chromebooks. Well, we didn't start use Chromebooks. We used Chromebooks back in middle school, but we didn't take them with us all the time. So
we didn't take them home with us.
Yeah, we didn't take them home with us. We only had them at things, so. That's when we started using Chromebooks at school. So, yeah, like, so no, technically, it was 8th grade. It was 8th grade for me. It was 8th. Well, technically, we've been using Chromebooks. So, yeah, but fully using Chromebooks when we was in high school, yeah, it was me. So, in 9th grade. But, Well, I lied. In middle school, we had used iPads. They had iPads. Then we went to Chromebooks.
I don't think we had iPads. I went to those here too.
Yeah. And the thing was, went ahead, couldn't find my Chromebook, right? Then the assistant principal that was still there, I think Mr. Smith, he was there ever since my brother was in high school.
Damn.
Him and the principal. And he said, well, told my mom, did you ask your son? Is he telling the truth? And then my mom put two and two guests. She said, so you telling me, you think my son is lying ever since the time where he lied when he said somebody threw his lunchbox on the top of the roof of the school? Saying he lied? My mom said, that was years ago. That was middle school. And you bring this up now?
It was a damn near grown man now. You bring that up to old shit.
Hey, it is what it is. But the thing is, I just feel like the teachers, I commend teachers. I ain't gonna lie. Scratch that. Okay. Before I get into this, I have to get this off my chest. You know our aunt, right? I told you our aunt was over here. I think she was a great aunt, but like our aunt was over here, right? And we was watching Family Feud. I was over there with my grandparents because she was staying over my grandparents. My grandpa, your uncle's, our aunt, all three of our aunts, like, you know. And we was there, right? And then all of a sudden he said, name interesting jobs. Went ahead and named some interesting jobs. I was like, okay. Then they said this, doctor. I said, cool word. One person said military, then they go say, and then all of a sudden when they, at the end, they revealed it was SEALs. I like, Navy SEALs.
That's the same thing.
You might say military. But anyway, the other one had, I forgot. They had majority, but I said IT. No, I said sciences, then I said IT, the information technology, because you know you mess with tech. And then like an entry, like, you know, like a job that you, like, it's like, I would say like, not like, just interesting as in like, it's just, you can get, if you get what I mean. One of them said, they reviewed, one of the interns said, teacher. I said, teacher? It was a teacher. I like, then my grandma, she like,
geez, you had to hit you with
it. She put that. And then she said,
oh.
Point to her aunt. She said, your aunt used to be a teacher. I like, I mean, there's, I'm like, I said, I didn't know she used to be a teacher. Nobody told me all these years she used to be a teacher.
Nobody told me nothing. I didn't have her class or nothing. Didn't see her in no hallways.
Yeah, and then I said, yeah, but, no, I said, no. I said, yeah, but, you know, teachers, I can see it now. I said, no, I can see it now. Teachers, I said, in today's society, in today's world, yeah, teachers, that is a type of job because I commend teachers because you really got parents out here expecting the teachers to actually say, oh, since my kid is in school, it's your job to take care of him. Hell no, nigga. Like, Wombo, no, nigga, I'm here to teach, not feed your kid.
That kid ass.
Yeah, so the kid could come back and then go ahead and tell you, nah, bruh, this your child. I only came here to teach. But I commend them because I remember I saw one video of a little girl went ahead and got a bottle, like an empty plastic bottle or whatever, and smacked the teacher in the back of the head while she was walking. I like that teacher better than me because I'm going to go ahead and suplex that little girl.
I don't want to suplex it, but I'm right. Stop, getting that ruler.
Nah, that's why I can't. I couldn't be a teacher because you got kids out here automatically. If a kid punched me, even if you in high school, you punch me, or you can't, you can't touch me. Nigga.
But that's self-defense now.
You hit me. I see you. You hit me. I see you as a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman. If you hit me, it's all over with.
No cap.
You going to jail? Why I gotta go to jail, bro? It's self-defense. That person stick me, so guess what? They wanted the smoke. They wanted these hands.
No cap. I gotta pee. Shit. Yeah. I'ma hold it.
You can go ahead.
I'ma hold it. How long? How long we got? Shit.
Okay, it's been recording for 34 minutes. Get some change.
Oh my, so we could do like a 40-minute one real quick just to start back. You know, it'd be cool if we do it. Oh,
do what?
I got so much in my mind right now. I don't even know.
You gotta ease into this. Come on, man. You gotta see your little topics right here about, I don't know. Well, yeah, matter of fact, this is one of your topics because I got a list put up right here. You, What is this about? Sexy Red sex tape.
Oh yeah, you ain't see the sexy that happened last week? It was all over Twitter. They said that she posted it on her IG story and everything. I was like, damn.
She did.
And huh?
Damn, I wish I could have went ahead and checked that shit out. You leak that? You leak your own video out, nigga?
I don't think she did it. I think somebody else did it. But what was crazy was because it wasn't really all that. And they got a meme of her doing all type of, like, that shit was funny as hell.
Why do I feel like today's celebrities think, today's you celebrities think that if you heard me get a sex tape and it get leaked out, it shows that you made it?
Is that like another way of saying like Kim K with the Ray J shit?
I think so, probably so. I don't even know. I just don't get it. Like, you had Ice Spice one, then you had Sexy Red, then you had Kim Kardashian.
There wasn't no Ice Spice sex tape.
It wasn't ever, okay. Mm. Oh, what the fuck?
That's a screenshot from the video. They made that to a meme.
You can't lie. That's Chief Keef right there. She a female version of Chief
Keef. I'm weak as hell. They said that she looked like, Young Thug. Free Jeff, by the way.
Yeah, scratch that. That's what I meant. Young Thug. She looked like a female version of Young Thug, nigga.
I see, but I don't want to say it. But yeah. Then they said that she looked like BG off of Cash Money. Yeah. That shit was wild.
That's crazy. Just wake up and you see all that makeup off, and you just see that face, like, damn, you look rough.
And I mean, I don't know. She look alright to me.
She look alright, but then you just imagine when she just does that face. God damn, you look rough, ain't it?
You had a hard life, huh?
Be subtle.
I'm weak.
Niggas had a hard life, huh? That's all my life I had to fight.
You had to do more than fight, shit. Let me stop. We love all our rap queens.
Thought you missed the same.
Don't look at me like that.
I thought you said rat.
No, fool, rap.
I said, damn, they snitching now?
Nah. Only nigga that snitching right now is Charleston White.
What you said that for? Who you said?
Charleston White?
Yeah.
He the only nigga that snitching and who love to snitch.
He said, nigga, if he get caught, bruh, basically he said, if you caught me, you caught us.
But he ain't get caught up. He snitching just to snitch now.
Oh, nah, you doing too damn much. You doing too damn much. Now, here's another one. It says that you put, it says, asking to use somebody hotspot back in 2016.
Oh yeah, that was literally the best. That was like golden of that time. Literally, hey bro, let me hold your hotspot. Let me hold your hotspot. Right. And you can't go nowhere. You can't leave the classroom, use the bathroom. But let me use it. Like, all right, bro, chill out, man. Come back in here, bro. I need your hotspot.
No, God, people think like, bro, to the point. No, I remember to the point somebody almost at my school was charging niggas. Just said, bro, if you use my hotspot, I gotta charge your ass. Like. You can make money off
that. They had the best one.
On guys, you can actually make money off that shit back then. There's a whole bunch of shit that is. Like, that's what I'm saying. Being a kid, nigga, that back to the kid thing, like, I just miss being a kid. It's like the simple things. The simple shit that you miss.
Slap boxing in the bathroom early in the morning.
Nah, never. I could never do that. Nah.
Well, shoot, we had whole tournaments in that month. We were over.
Nigga, I thought,
boy, listen.
Nigga, I said, what was the fucking point, niggas? I remember RT said, bro, said, let's go and do a slap. Man, fuck that. I ain't no slap box, niggas. If you slap me, nigga, I'm slapping shit out you for real.
Man, I had somebody walk by me just regular. My fault. I slapped the mess out of him. Face was red. It's out on the what, bro? I ain't lying to you.
That man said, what you do that for?
Now, he was confused. He said, I said, my fault.
You walked up on me. Don't do that. You had to run this. I had to run that fade on you real quick.
Now, early in the morning, I'm talking about some middle school. Not poison now.
Nah, bro. What was another thing? What was another thing back in high school? Back in school in general. Freaking, niggas wearing light up shoes.
I was one of them.
I remember, bro, like, one of my friends, they actually wore that shit. Almost every nigga had clowned on him.
Nah, I started the trend. Back in high school, I started that trend. In my high school, I started that trend of wearing them light up shoes.
Nah, as soon as he wore those light up shoes, nigga, that was he was the first and last nigga to do that shit back at Woodland.
Oh, what else? The emoji joggers and everything, the jean joggers. Nah. You can't forget about the jean joggers. You remember those?
I do. Those dumps. No.
I had a pair of those. I had the denims.
Oh, damn.
The light wash.
Nigga said light. Light wash. Nah, one thing I remember, bro, I would never do again. I had a jersey shirt, right? It had, like, it was, like, graffiti thing. So, like, it was, like, a jersey shirt with a number right here. Then it had graffiti up here, like, right here to the shoulders. Then it had shorts with it. On the top part of my shorts, it was graffiti. So, on the top, it was graffiti.
You really?
Yeah, it was, like, the top part of the shorts was, like, graffiti in the front, black in the back of the shorts. Then all here with the number right here on the, like, stomach and on the back. And also, like, just graffiti on the shoulders. Nigga, I remember one dude said, Mosaic, bro, why you look like a ghetto pack of Skittles? Like, the fuck? I was like, nigga, what? He said, nigga, you look like a ratchet ass pack of Skittles, nigga. He said, nigga, it looked like... what did somebody else say? Nigga, it looked like you just said, taste the rainbow for no reason.
To taste the rainbow for no reason is wild as hell. I want to... You shut the fuck up.
No, I remember this nigga. He said, nigga, you look like that type of nigga that just walk up on somebody and whisper, taste the rainbow in their ear. I said, nigga, what? That shit was crazy. Wearing graffiti type shit. It was so tacky, too, when I look back on it. Like, I wore it once or twice. That was it. It was so fucking tacky. I threw that shit out. And it was one of my new... It was one of my new outfits going to school, nigga. I threw that bitch out.
I would have been like, it would have been like, if you would have wore it separately and not together, it probably would have looked better. Like, just wear the shirt with some, like, jeans and wear the shorts with some plain shirt, it probably would have slid. But wearing it together, it would have been, like, low-key kind of cheesy. Nah. It's like wearing a whole emoji outfit, like the emoji shirt with the emoji pants. You just...
Yeah, that's too much, yeah. That's definitely too much. No, what got me is when I went ahead and wore a whole... What I wore? Like, you know, back in the '80s, like back with those dads, be wearing the whole track suit, everything matching Adidas with Adidas sweatpants, Adidas shirt, Adidas little fleece, and Adidas cap.
Yeah,
nigga, I was all Nike'd out.
You look like somebody stepdad.
Nigga, I had wore the full composites or the bubblegum full composites or something like that with black. I know I wore black Nike sweatpants, the breathable one, the fleece, and then the shirt under it. I was Nike. Mm-hmm. It was either Nike or Reeboks. It was either or. I was Nike or Reeboks out.
It was Reeboks is crazy. At least it wasn't FUBU.
It was Reeboks. Oh shit, that shit back. That's old right there. That's like 90s and early 2000s. It died out in the early 2000s.
I'm about to say you get picked on now if you wear that a whole FUBU tracksuit in school.
That's crazy. And Nick, man, you probably ain't gonna get picked because niggas right now they don't even know what FUBU is. Well, no, you lie. I lie. You will get picked. But
FUBU is closer to N1 than anything else right now.
Yeah.
Well, Shex.
But the thing is, guess what? They still ain't going to know what the fuck FUBU was. You got a younger generation still don't know what that shit is. Well, with Shaq, you can go with Shaq because Shaq, instead of him going ahead and staying with Reeboks, he went ahead and did his own shoes like he did with N1 and put all his shoes in Walmart so it could be affordable and made out of recycled material. I ain't going to lie. When there was a shoe show right there in St. George that I went to because I needed shoes, nigga, I had bought a pair of Shaqs. Recycled plastic bottle Shaqs, nigga. Guess what I did? I wore them bitches like they weren't nothing. I wore them to PT. I wore them playing basketball. I wore them as a regular outfit. I had my orange and gray Shaqs on with jeans on, and I used to have like an orange shirt or whatever, and that was it.
I ain't gonna lie. I did have a pair of Shaqs too back in middle school. It was all black. I wore them to school.
Everybody had to have those little knockoff shoes or shoes from sneakers from Walmart. Everybody. And one, the Shaq ones that you can buy from Walmart.
The fake Air Force Ones. All of them. The
fake Sperry's, that nigga that hurt your feet, nigga. Oh, I remember I had those.
Nigga.
Those bitch hurt your feet.
Don't forget the Faded Glory the jeans now. The Faded Glory jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas don't know about that nowadays. They took that at the store.
Nah, nigga, that'd be crazy. Like, everybody used to have all those little cheap behind brands, and one clothes, and one sweatpants, socks, underwear. Come on, bruh. Even though Russell's ones, even Russell's, come on.
Yeah, I still have Russell. I have Russell shorts to this day. I have Russell shorts.
Just somewhere in my. I ain't gonna lie. To this day, I got Russell sweatpants, bro. Gray and black ones.
We still got some old. Huh? I said we still got some of our old shit. I ain't gonna lie. If I look in my closet, I bet I can find some stuff from middle school.
I still got some shit from high school, nigga, I can still wear. My button-up shirts and all that. I need to get new ones. My old polos that I had. My old Ralph Lauren polo button-ups. I'm like, damn, I can still wear them bitches?
I ain't gonna lie. I put all mine, because I had nothing. All of my closet back in high school was nothing but polo. All that's gone now. Because I changed my style up.
I changed my style up to the vintage. Vintage wear.
I'm on the vintage and streetwear, so everything. Yeah, I got a cut-off shirt.
Cause my mom's be saying, bro, why you keep on wearing this? I like t-shirts. I like just regular vintage shirts and wearing shit like that. I always don't like. She said, why don't you wear like button-up shirt? Like I wear those just like if I'm going out somewhere.
Right, not to just chilling stuff.
And nah, but you know one thing I like to say. Back to the school thing. Since we just gonna make this, cause since we getting back into the loop of making episodes, I'm gonna finish it off with this. Have for picture day. Have they ever went ahead and did like any type of special thing saying like you might look like this or something like that, like a comparison or something like that? Like you might look like they might do the thing, they take your picture, say, oh, you kind of look like this celebrity, like your face side by side or something like that. Have they ever did that to you? Or was it just regular pictures?
Nah. It was regular pictures for me. They just had a little background.
Let me tell you something. This is what they did. I wish I had it. I wish I still had that shit to this day, but we threw it out. We need to stop doing that shit, throwing shit out. But let me tell you this. Went ahead. It was picture day. I think we were the first school that they tested this shit out on. I feel like
it was. That's where you fucked up. That's where they fucked up at.
It was Harleyville. It was Harleyville Ridgeville. Of course. I'm just going to say it. I don't even go there no more. But like, it was Harleyville Ridgeville. It was Harleyville. And I just feel like we was the first. I felt like to this day, I felt like we was the first school they tested this shit out on. And I'm thinking, why can't they test it out on a bigger school, motherfucker? Like, test it on Cane Bay. Test out on niggas that have two-story ass buildings. Why the country?
They said a small school would get it the best because they don't have much like students in that motherfucker, so they got to get it through there.
I wanted everybody in the big school get that same goddamn treatment because I think they stopped it when they got to us, like when they started with us. Let me tell you this shit. Went ahead, had a couple. I can't remember their names now, but like you know, of course, they said they was doing a new thing where they take your picture and they compare you to which animal you look like, right? And they did this. I like, oh snap! I was like, oh word! Like, I thought, you know, me being me, I was a tubby dude. Like, I was a tubby little boy. I was like, you know, chunky. I wasn't like big. I'm sorry, I wasn't like big like these kids are now, because right now I'm not making fun of them. Yeah, I'm not making fun of them. We're not making fun of them. I just hope and pray for their health and their well being, because right now, like when I look back at myself being a kid, like you thought I was fat and big and chubby. Kids today, oh my god, they are big, they getting bigger
6'5" and 300 pounds is wild.
Yeah, and even like just big wise as being big, like just being wide, like they were wider than some of these kids are. Like some of these kids now, majority of these kids now in this generation, they are wider than me. They were wider than me back then when I was in middle school or something like that. I like, dang. Or elementary school, bad matter of fact, this was elementary actually. Yeah, this was like elementary, like close to like I think third, fourth grade probably. But hear me out. They did a new thing where they gonna, like I just said, like, you know, compare us to animals with our picture. So everybody said, oh, word, cool, facts. So went ahead, took pictures. Then when the day came to get our pictures from them, some people had, like, you know, giraffes as their animals. Some people had horses. Some people had flamingos. Some people had parakeets. Some people even had, like, what? What else? Like, what is another right animal? I'm trying to think. Well, anyway, like them. Then you keep on getting down to the nitty-gritty people, bruh. Niggas had fucking hippos. Compare them to hippos. Compare them to elephants.
Oh, no.
Compare them to orangutans, which is crazy. Orangutans is orange gorillas?
Orangutans, yeah, them big.
Yeah, with, like, the orange ones, like, all that. even compare them to silverbacks. I like, yo, this is out of pocket. One person even got compared to a donkey. I like, nigga, you a ass.
I said, you're a whole you ass.
Yeah, you're a whole jackass.
And but, damn, I knew you was a jackass.
Oh God,
I knew you was a jackass.
The thing was, like, you know how everything comes back to you full circle. I get that. Yeah. I had to that day, like, what, like irony or like everything comes back full circle. I get those sayings now because guess what? I, you know, we made fun of each other. Oh man, you got a gorilla, bro, ape looking ass dude, or when they. Got a orangutan, and somebody got a giraffe, a long neck, having ass. Other person,
long neck, and little ass.
Yeah. Some people say you look like a fish. I said, I knew you always were fishy. Like, some people got compared to a seal. Seals are cute. I like, damn, you lucky you got a seal. Some people got compared to like other little animals. But guess what,
bro? Now, what damn seal look cute?
Depending on which one.
What seal? Arr.
I don't know, bro.
Looking at
some people got compared to be otters. I like, nigga, now that's a cute ass animal. Otter? You can't lie. But the thing is, you know, we were talking, you know, everybody know this. OTTER, otter.
Nigga, I know how to spell.
I just try to hack. But no, listen, the thing was, what got me to this day, and to this day only, I will forever be humble. I feel like that was the turning point in my life when I was humble to that day. We kept on getting us, oh, you ugly, bro. You look like that dude. Or look like this animal. Once he said, okay, Zach, well, what about you? Open that shit up to me. I never felt
your turn.
I never felt so much disrespect in my life. I looked at my photo. I said, damn, I said, that handsome. I said, this handsome young dude right here. Look at this young prince. All of a sudden, I uncover it, show the animal. And I look like that bitch. I look like a walrus. That shit ain't even fucking funny, bro. I'm like, what?
They slime your ass out, angler. They slime the fuck out you.
And they got the ugly looking water. They trying to make that shit look cute, look all with the whiskers and big ass tusks like this. I like the disrespect that I have been put upon. Nigga, I would have rather been a goddamn orangutan than this shit. Nigga, I
would have been a damn sloth.
Nigga, oh, some people were sloth. I said, I would have been a sloth. Nigga, I would have rather been a donkey than a goddamn walrus. Because I said, first of all, you trying to say I'm fat as hell, nigga. What's going on? A walrus and a hippo.
I mean.
Huh? I said, walrus and a goddamn hippo, shit, they probably the same damn, was the same damn size. I just trying to say, nigga, I'm fat and ugly, nigga. The disrespect. Oh my God, I feel so disrespected.
Oh, that ain't funny.
And that's what
that nigga said, I'm fat and ugly.
Oh God, nigga, and from that day forward, from that day on, I had learned to be humbled with myself and my appearance. I learned to be humble. That's what a whole bunch of people out here need to be humbled. Matter of fact, that's what I wish they done to, they kept on doing to this day. I felt like they did that to humble people. I feel like those photographers did that shit just to humble some little kids because they think they all.
So that's why they started your school?
I feel like it, nigga. I don't know, but they started at small schools. Like, we started something new. I said, okay, word. They was going to do it anyway. Nigga, I feel like they did that just to humble some little kids. They should have kept on doing it. If they did, if
let
they,
me get to
matter
it.
Matter of fact, if they did it to this day, bet money this generation would be more humble than they already are.
Hell no, because they would have been mad at damn photographers.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? You humbled. Humble yourself. You don't look that damn good. You might boost people. You go boost people's confidence who think they don't look that good, and you go ahead and crush people's confidence who they think they are. They do look good. People who don't look good.
They do it in high school.
Oh God, people who don't look good get a good looking animal, confidence boost. People who look good but get an ugly ass animal, be humbled. Be humbled, nigga.
They be like, the ones who be trying to tell them to take the picture already, you get to take the picture. Y'all getting the bad one.
I didn't even say none of that, bro. I was standing there and did perfectly. Nigga, I looked at myself like, damn, who wouldn't want me? And the thing was, I wasn't that cocky. I wasn't not cocky. I was already humbled. I did not do anything by looks or appearances, nigga. I was already a humble little kid. But the thing is, then them niggas really made me even more humble to that day.
I don't know why. Maybe it was just auto-generated.
It probably was, goddammit. Computer said, oh, he's ugly motherfucker. And he big, and he tubby, too. And I wasn't even tubby, nigga. I
You had a little weight on you.
I had a little weight on me. But the thing was, what still kind of got me, also with my weight, I remember one woman, when my mom kept on taking me to school, she was at the front office. She said, oh, look at him. When I was little, she said, oh, look at him. She gave me the nickname Pork Chop. Because I was pudgy and cute. And guess what, bro? I remember my gym teacher, he gonna call me that. He said, come on, Pork Chop. Nigga, I got so pissed. Then later on, when I got older, got in high school, I asked him, I was like, why did you call me Pork Chop all those years? He said, because he was pudgy. He was a little pudgy boy, little boy. He was, you know, I like, I wanted to fucking say, fuck you, you old bitch. Like, I wanted to say that shit to him so bad. Fuck you, you old ass dude.
No cap, though. That would have been a raw ass football nickname for the field.
Pork Chop.
Nigga, imagine getting called Pork Chop. Pork Chop, get out there. Yeah.
All right, boss. All of a sudden, be like Looney Tunes. Which way did he go? Which way did he go? Nigga, you, bro, that'd be something. Nigga, if you get knocked so hard, you would say, which way did he go, George? Which way did he go? God damn, you got hit like that?
Nigga, we got hit so hard, nigga. I'm still mad. You would have had the Roy's nickname. Nigga, you know what my nickname was back in school? What? Back in football time? What? A coach called me Twinkle Toes. Because I move my feet fast. Well, bet on that one little drill we had.
Yeah, Brad Chicken, that's pretty good right there. Nigga. Twinkle Toes.
Imagine getting called that to get in the field.
Oh, God.
Twinkle Toes.
Think about that. Number 84, Twinkle Toes.
Not fucking with it.
Oh, Twinkle Toes is crazy. Oh, dear God, Twinkle Toes is wild. Oh, my God. That man said Twinkle Toes. Yeah, I would have had a good pork chop name. I would have had a good name, Pork Chop.
Hell yeah, you need to know you
would. Number 54, Pork Chop. Was like, yes, sir.
Now you pork chop in slow.
That's crazy.
My fault.
That's crazy. Pork chop. All right, guys, you got anything to add on this? The little.
Excuse me.
Stink ass.
Nah, because you can't talk because you farted one episode too, nigga.
I farted just right. I had farted a couple seconds ago before you even say excuse me.
Yes, yes.
I ain't gonna lie. I was trying to hold my face out like I was trying not to make a face. I ain't gonna lie. We're nasty ass dudes. We're men. We're going to be nasty. It's an ick. Oh my God, ick. I'm stuck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
How do you know that thing? Actually, that does remind me, right? I feel like, let me say this. Actually, this is going to be the last thing we talk about real quick. Which one do you prefer? Would you prefer to be in the 90s right now or be in the early 2000s again?
Early 2000s.
Why you say that?
Because the early 2000s had like a good time with music and everything. And the dancing scene was crazy back then, too. You never had there was a new dance every single day. Crank that Batman, crank that Yank, crank that Soulja Boy, the Ricky Bobby. We had one down here in Orangeburg and the Berg. Crank the Roy. Crank.
You had Nay Nay and all that shit. Like, God damn.
Right. Dude, and then if you think about this,
dude, great. Harlem.
You a jerk. But that one early 2000s.
Matter of fact, right now you right because nigga, now this generation doing these TikTok dances and shit, doing like, but there's no movement. There's no movement to this. What is this?
If you don't realize, some of the song that they've been using is some of the song that was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, they were, and it's either slowed it down or sped it up.
Mm-hmm. What would you choose? No, wait, listen. I'm gonna say the early 2000s for the music scene and the and a swag scene, but for the 90s, the movies, because I always wanted to be in a 90s movie. It's just like everything, the last stuff back then was just different.
Oh, God.
What would you say? Link?
I would say for the clothing, for the, like, for being, like, loving sneakers, for the sneakers back in the 90s. Because back in the 90s, with the sneakers that we used to, like Air Force Ones, Jordans, and all the old school Adidas, back then, back in the 90s, or even like early 90s, late 80s, like I was just saying early 90s, like back then, Jordans and all them back then, Jordans were like $84 back then. You could have bought a Jordans, you could legit come from work and just buy like two pairs of Jordans if you wanted to, just for what, $170 for two pairs of Jordans back then.
That ain't bad. Now you gotta buy like $600.
Yeah, like. Right. One. Now, like back, I say, like somewhat of the style and the clothing back then in the 90s, because I like the vintage wear, and like, but like mainly because of the shoes and also movies too, because shoes back then, like people say, oh, I got them brushed, because I feel like generations now, they messed up the shoe game. They really did, because now people are just buying shoes just to go ahead and just say they got them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many generations just buy shoes just to say, because they just got them, which I can't stand. Like, you got these shoes, but you don't like these shoes. Yeah, but I bought them just to say that because I got them. But why? To me, being a sneakerhead, or being an upcoming sneakerhead, even being a true sneakerhead, it like, people say, okay, people think like, oh, if I get these shoes, I can't crease them, or I need to get the newest shoe that's coming out that everybody's going to get, and some other thing. No, to me, being a sneakerhead, like, bro, like, you get the shoes that you want and the shoes that you think that hold value to you. Don't matter. Right. Like, people, if I see people keep on walking like this, like, do like a little penguin walk with their shoes, like, bro, get the hell up out of my face. Like, come on. There's shoes. Shoes are meant to be worn. Shoes are meant to be bent. Or you can get, like, the little things that you've been showing me. The, what's those things that you put on the, to the, tip of your feet? Those little, the hip.
Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah, from keep them from creasing.
These.
Or those, yeah.
The shoe guard.
Yeah, the shoe guard. Or you can get those. Like, it don't matter. But the thing is, one thing I can't stand, the shoe game is messed up, because people thinking, like, they need to get the most freshest J's that come out. Even if you don't like it, they think they got to get them because they got them.
Oh. And that's why I'm stepping out. I got these.
Oh, God. I forgot which one. I ain't gonna lie. What was it? Like, the creators that made the Big Red Boots, they made a pair of shoes called the Gooses, and I still want a pair of those shoes.
I'm looking them up after this. I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking them up.
Yeah, I still want a pair of those shoes. But yeah, but like I said, 90s for the style, mainly for the shoes, mm-hmm. and the movies. But yeah, also start early 2000, early, and I would say like half and half with the music.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Half and half with the music.
I'll change here.
I feel like, but to be honest with you, I feel like I mess with R&B songs more back in the 90s than I would. I still mess with a majority of R&B songs in 2000s, early 2000s. No, actually, it's a split. Early 2000s and in the 90s, yeah, I split them both, R&B and rap.
Oh, yeah, most different. But mostly for R&B, I say late 90s, for 90s.
Yeah,
90s. Jodeci and them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But early 2000s, I say, like you said, the dances. I would say some of the shit that came out, too, like the newer stuff. Because I remember that thing called Video Now, that little handheld little thing that had those little discs. But you gotta look back. Like, it had those little, it was like a handheld digital CD, mobile handheld CD
player. DVD player?
Yeah, DVD player that had those little DVDs that had SpongeBob. I had the SpongeBob one and the Jimmy Neutron one.
And I believe so. I think I have.
It was basically like a portable CD player that basically played the old, like, you know, tiny, like, played these tiny CDs that had all these Nickelodeon shows had on it, and it had like a little small screen on it. For the people, like,
yeah,
people,
I think I remember those.
Yeah, for the people who was born like in the early 2000s, like late 90s, early 2000s, you know what I'm talking about. For this generation, you gotta search it up, called Video Now.
And cartoons too.
Yeah.
That's our time, shit.
Nigga, early 2000s cartoons? I can't say when you got some people say, oh, y'all, how you know this? You was born in the late 90s. If you was born 1998, you might just say you a 2000s kid, because, bruh, you on the tail end of it.
Literally. You at the tip. Pause.
Yeah, what did you discover? You might say you a 2000s baby, because you at the tail end of it.
I'm a 90s baby. What year was 98, 99?
Just say you 2000s.
What month was you born? December 31st?
Nigga trying to say I'm a millennial. Motherfucker, you are Gen Z. Just say that.
Right.
But yeah, man. I feel like that's it. This is a good little episode back to get us back on track.
And it was. We got another one coming soon one day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any other things you like got to put on here today, man? Anything you got to say?
That's it for me. Anything?
Wait, say that again.
I said, no, sir. No, sir. Anything else for you?
No, that's it. No, well, one thing is, make sure y'all check out Magic Mind. The stuff works.
Use our code, too.
The link and the code will be in the description down below. But anyway.
Appreciate y'all.
Anyway, it's been your boy, Zach the Riot.
Take easy. And your boy, Bambi. Oh, shit, I'm fucking. I'm sorry. You had a long pause. I'm like,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I did. My bad. Go ahead. My bad. Sorry, Zach.
No, you gotta say it again. Say it again.
All right, damn. All right, it's like I said. It's been your boy Zach the Riot, aka ZTR,
and your boy Ben Tucson, aka Bambino,
and we out. Someone go say peace. I thought you go say peace.
Oh, peace. My fault.